is Spingola Speaks, and this is Deanna Spingola. I'm coming to you from my office in the suburbs of Chicago. Thanks for joining me today, and thanks for listening to RBN. For people who can tell the difference between the truth and disinformation and indoctrination, to see the guest lineup for Studios A and B, please click on the word schedule in the RBN banner at the top of the page at republicbroadcasting.org. Please visit the radio schedule page for this program at spingola.com to see a list of my guests together with links to their websites. For questions or comments during the program, email spingola1@yahoo.com. Otherwise, my regular email is deanna@spingola.com. We will take your calls in the second hour after the first break at 800-313-9443. My guest today is Clint Richardson. He is the producer, director, writer, and has put everything else together with these films for Lethal Injection, the story of vaccination, which came out in September of 2011. He also has a movie, Kaffir School, School Districts and the Lottery, which came out in December of 2011. And his website, and of course the Corporation Nation, which everybody should be watching and sharing with all of their friends. His websites are realityblogger.wordpress.com, clint4p.com, and thecorporationnation.com. Clint, welcome to the program.
Again.
I didn't hear you. What'd you say?
You know, I'm having some audio issues for some reason.
Is it your Skype, you think?
Yeah, let me try calling in.
Okay, so we'll be right back. Or you'll be right back. I'll stay here. Okay. Oh, my. I hope that we can answer some questions. One of our listeners sent us about six questions, sent Clint about six questions the last time that he was on. And so hopefully we can answer some of those, because I think they might be questions that others have had. And I am having the week of September 3rd, I am having Vaccination Awareness Week, and I'm going to be featuring many experts on this issue. And I hope that it will address some of your issues and answer a lot of questions and certainly make us all aware of the dangers and the consequences of accepting any kind of vaccine, no matter what it is, no matter what your doctor says. You don't want to have any vaccines at all. Okay, is Clint back or no? Okay, so we're waiting, and Clint will be calling in. He is our guest today. He's done some remarkable things, some remarkable articles. The latest one is To Protect and Serve, and he says, what does this obtuse and open-ended catchphrase actually mean? And hopefully we can cover that today, and I'm sure that he's going to talk to us about the situation in Colorado, but there's been a lot of coverage about that. We know that the guy in the courtroom certainly wasn't the same guy that we saw pictures of earlier as a student, and of course we know his father is in a very significant position, and so this is certainly something that the powers that be will use against that father to keep him quiet about the bankers. All righty, we're going to a 3-minute break. We will be right back in 3 minutes after a word from our sponsors.
Chlorine, fluoride, pathogens, and more are in the water you drink day to day. Do you want the ability to remove and reduce those harmful things in the water you drink? You can. How? With a Berkey water filter. A complete standalone gravity filter system that requires no electricity and no plumbing. Use for emergencies or for every day. Berkey systems come in 7 different sizes. Where can you get one? from GetBerkey.com. That's GetBerkey.com. With the purchase of each system, you get 50% off accessories, such as fluoride filters, water level spigot, and sport bottles. Plus, free shipping on all orders over $25. For a limited time, get 5% off all ceramic systems when you use coupon code RBN. Call GetBerkey at 855-GetBerkey. That's 855-438-2375. Or visit GetBerkey.com. That's GetBerkey.com.
Hey, John, how come you've got a Garden of Eden and my backyard looks like Dante's Inferno?
Could be any number of reasons. Where did you get your seeds?
I bought the 24 variety kit from one of those guys on the internet. Got a great deal, too.
Well, it may be that your seed isn't suited for this area.
Isn't it all the same?
Heck no, man. My bank came from Texas Ready. They offer regional seed banks so that you can be assured of getting seed that will grow in your area. Not only that, all of their seeds are fresh. You're not going to get some seed that's been sitting around in a freezer or warehouse for the last couple of years.
Oh, crap.
Friends, don't be lassoed into a seed bank that may not produce well in your area. Go to TexasReady.net and order a northern bank for growing zones 3 through 6 or a southern bank for zones 7 through 10. That's TexasReady.net. Live where you will, but be Texas Ready.
Hey, honey, I'm home. I grabbed a newspaper on the way home. Look at all the news today.
Don't you know that all you're going to get in the newspaper is propaganda, twisted news, and false information?
Honey, this is a national newspaper. It has to be true.
Ha! For some reason, the majority of the population believe anything the mainstream media tells them. The newspaper doesn't give out the important attention of what's happening to this country and news that affects our daily lives. Say, does that newspaper mention anything about the North American Union?
No, not that I can see.
I didn't think so. You need to go to www.newswithviews.com, where truth is more important than political correctness. That's www.newswithviews.com. Hey, don't throw that away. We can use that in the birdcage.
Okay, move over. Let me start reading newswithviews.com.
The truth? Read all about it. News.com. Newswithviews.com, where reality shatters illusion.
Today is Clint Richardson. Welcome to the program, Clint.
Thank you. I think I'm with you now.
Oh, good. I know this is a little early for you, and I'm really sorry. Right?
Well, nonsense. It's 10 o'clock.
Okay.
Although I used to have insomnia, I'm getting up pretty early now, so.
Oh. You have insomnia?
No, I did for a long time, yeah.
Wow.
Too much on my mind, I suppose.
Well, what do we have to stay awake for? I mean, seriously.
Yeah, it's a good point.
Well, I don't know. People say, do you have any trouble sleeping at night? I really don't. I fall asleep immediately. I don't, you know, of course I have other problems, you know. Okay, enough about that. Well, what are you doing lately? What have you written? You wrote something about protect and serve?
Yeah, you know, I've been in contact with a good friend out in Colorado who's actually helping people to get out of, well, you know, I hate to use those kind of terms, but to get out of what are basically illegal summonses, you know, because when we, I guess I'm in the mode lately that I need to define every word that I come across, because, you know, it seems like everything has a dual meaning. We have the conversational aspect of words, and we have sort of the hidden legal language of words. And boy, when you're dealing with government, you better know what that original intent of that word was. You know, there's a lot of words that mean several different things, but in the legal language, words are very specific. They have a specific meaning. So considering that police deal with law, we have to consider that everything that a police officer does must be in accordance with their own rules, regulations, laws, codes, and statutes.
So I decided to find out what the words protect and serve actually mean, because, you know, they print that on the side of their little expensive taxpayer-funded vehicles, and they hand out cards that say it, and it, you know, it's sort of an obtuse sort of open-ended sentence. It says to protect and serve. It doesn't say to protect and serve the people.
Right.
It doesn't say to protect and serve citizens. It doesn't say anything. It just says to protect and serve. And so I wanted to know what that actually meant in legal language. And I wasn't very happy with what I found, unfortunately.
Right. They protect the corporations. And of course, the government is a corporation. So they protect the government well, to heck with the citizens, right?
Well, you know, it's funny because when you say the word protection, you're really talking about the protection of your rights. And unfortunately, people don't really understand what that means. Because a right in civil law, when you're talking about civil rights and you're talking about, basically any type of action against you in the civil realm, criminal being a completely different aspect. Criminal is actually where you harm somebody or something, whereas a civil case would be everything but, where there's no victim. And basically it's a police officer writing you an illegal summons to appear in court. And that's what a ticket is. If you read your ticket, it will tell you that you need to appear in court to settle the charges against you, or you need to pay a fine to get out of the ticket. And, well, wait a minute, that's extortion. Well, as we've covered before, extortion is your right. So we have to go back to my favorite piece in U.S. Code, of course, which is 42 U.S. Code section or subsection 1981, which is equal rights under the law. And, of course, that says that it is your right to be subject to punishment, pains, penalties, taxes, licenses, and exactions of every kind. So understanding that when government, you know, when we, the people, men, say that we we have rights, generally we think in terms of God. We think in terms of being a man on the land without any jurisdiction of some higher entity, some corporation acting as government. But when that's our language, that's our conversational language. But what we don't realize is when we say the word right, it has a very specific legal meaning, and it is basically a revocable privilege. So again, you're right. As far as equal rights under the law is simply that you will enjoy all the benefits of government. Those benefits include punishment, pains, penalties, taxes, licenses, and exactions. The most important word in that is exactions. And again, this is 42 U.S. Code 1981. I suggest people put it on a T-shirt because it's the perfect example of the arrogance and disgusting nature of what government actually is and how it fools people into civil rights, which are actually not equal rights in any way. And so we have to define the word exaction, which unfortunately means extortion. Okay, when an officer takes more than his due or takes something that is not due to him, that is exaction and extortion. So that is your right as a citizen, as a people, and that is what the police are protecting. You see, they're protecting your equal rights under the law. Okay, the definition of protection, going back to Bouvier's Law Dictionary, is that benefit or safety which the government affords to the citizens. So let me read you what the U.S. Code actually says about equal protection and equal rights. Okay. It says the Equal Protection Clause of the 14th Amendment of the U.S. Constitution prohibits states from denying, let me read that again, prohibits states, so the concept that states have rights is actually kind of ridiculous. The U.S. Constitution prohibits states from denying any person within its jurisdiction the equal protection of the laws. Okay, so again, police are there to ensure that you get equal protection of the laws, And those laws say that you can be extorted, fined, punished, and put in pain.
Wow.
I just love U.S. Code. I mean, I don't read books anymore, like I said, because this stuff is fascinating. I mean, it's you break it down, and it's nuts what we call our law. So it says, in other words, the laws of a state must treat an individual in the same manner as others in similar conditions and similar circumstances. A violation would occur, for example, if a state prohibited an individual from entering into an employment contract because he or she was a member of a particular race. Okay. Now, we take that, and we'll continue, but we take that and we say, oh, well, that sounds like equal rights. But that's not, listen to what it says now. The Equal Protection Clause is not intended to provide equality among individuals or classes, but only equal application of the laws.
Oh, I see. In other words, you're not, you know, we always say that we're equal before the law, that everybody should get justice and equality before the law if we have to go to court for something, no matter our circumstances, our ability to pay or whatever. But what this says is equal application of the laws. In other words, all the laws that they've, and the statutes and all the stuff that they've made up, that they make up every day.
Right. So you have equal application of the laws that are protected by the police, which is pain, punishment, and all those other things. Extortion. That is your right. And you have the equal application protected, in order so that you can get equal rights. So you understand what a right is. It's not quite what we all thought it was when we actually read what government considers rights. Again, what we consider rights as the people is not what government considers rights. And, you know, you can have your opinions all you want, but when it comes to the nitty-gritty, you better know what government thinks when you go to its courts, and you better be able to stay out of those courts if you're interested in actually retaining your God-given, what you might call natural rights, depending on where you derive those rights. Says the result, therefore, of a law is not relevant so long as there is no discrimination in its application. And again, it says, by denying states the ability to discriminate, the Equal Protection Clause of the Constitution is crucial to the protection of civil rights. Well, there's your word, to protect and serve. What is to protect and serve but the protection of civil rights? Equal application of the laws being that police can extort and exact money from you. That is to protect and serve. Now, what does the word serve then mean? Well, serve, in our language, in everyday language, you would think of a church or you would think of a charity that is serving the people. You would even think government, really, might be serving the people because that's what its designated function is, but that's not what serve actually means in the legal language. And so when we do a little research and we come up with some definitions legally, service is a very specific function. And service in practice means to execute a writ or process. As to serve a writ of capias, it signifies to arrest a defendant under the process. So in other words, a police officer will serve you a paper that says that he can arrest you. It also says to serve a summons, to deliver a copy of it at the house of the party. So serving means serving notices and serving summonses. It doesn't mean to help you.
Okay, we do have to go to a break. We will be right back in 3 minutes.
Hey, meat eaters, the freeze-dried guy wants to know, does your emergency food supply meet the standards for survival? Then get the 144-day meat variety unit from the freeze-dried guy. Our meat units utilize only quality Mountain House freeze-dried cooked ground chicken and ground beef, the undisputed choice for great taste and highest nutrition. The Freeze-Dry Guy's 144-day meat variety unit includes six number 10 cans of the very best freeze-dried animal protein for power you'll need when the going gets tough. Every Meat Eater's 144-day meat variety unit comes with a free medical kit and always free shipping to the lower 48. Need more than 144 days? See our one-year-plus Meat Eater's units at freezedryguy.com. And hey, the Freeze-Dry Guy still has LRP rations, but they're going fast. Don't wait until tomorrow. Call now, 866-404-3663. That's 866-404-3663. Or go to freezedryguy.com and meet the standards for survival.
In 2010, millions of people were awakened to the question of what. Now the next question that remains to be answered is, why in the world are they spraying? An investigative look into one of the many agendas associated with chemtrail geoengineering programs, weather control. Why in the world are they spraying? Premiering and streaming live August 18th at the three-day event, Consciousness Beyond Chemtrails Conference and Fundraiser in Los Angeles. For more info, go to www.cbclive2012.com. Why in the world are they spraying? Order your copy today at www.whyintheworldaretheyspraying.com. Watch the premiere live August 18th at the three-day event, Consciousness Beyond Chemtrails Conference and Fundraiser in Los Angeles. For more info, go to www.cbclive2012.com. Why in the world are they spraying?
And if you control the weather, you're going to control the planet. It's that simple.
Extend your life with Extendovite.
A healthy heart starts with Extendovite. I've always believed that I had to have a strong defense to overcome the new superbugs of today. Extendovite, a 7-herb heart protection cocktail, not only helped me to overcome a massive heart attack, but it also has built up my natural immune defenses against colds and flus. Extendovite has so many benefits that we all should be taking Extendovite to build up our defenses for what superbugs might emerge yet. So start today, clean out the toxins, and be as healthy as you can be. To order, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822. Or visit our website at heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendovite.
Clint Richardson, and he was telling us about how the police serve us. and it's quite different than what we probably thought before.
Yes, well, you know, and here's the interesting part that makes the whole game come into focus. Because, you know, obviously terrorism happens because fear and manipulation and duress are used to, you know, it's basically the definition of terrorism is to create a situation of fear that will basically force people to do what you want them to do. Governments have been doing it for generations and generations. So, what is a police officer doing when he writes you a ticket? Now, tickets are just infractions of a corporate corporation called a municipal corporation or a county that creates a code, and of course they create so many that you can't help but break some form of code or law, what they call law, anyway. What's interesting about it is that the police officer is actually the plaintiff. Okay, now traditionally a police officer or a sheriff, I guess we would use a sheriff would be a better example, is that someone would go to the sheriff or create a summons in a court, and that summons would then be delivered by the sheriff, and of course now it's or other authorized officer, because the sheriffs have basically been, for lack of a better term, they've been destroyed and federalized. And so any authorized officer can now notify a party to appear in a court. to answer a complaint. That is the definition of a summons. Basically, it's a writ by a court commanding the sheriff or other authorized officer to notify a party to appear in court to answer a complaint made against him on a specific day. So the definition of a summon to summon is the act by which a defendant is notified by a competent officer that an action has been instituted against him and that he is required to answer that action at a time and place notice. So here's the problem. The police officer induces the complaint. So it's no longer one of us that is complaining about another person or authority figure. It is now the police officer who complains to himself. Okay, so he's actually writing a summons and making you a defendant without the benefit of law. Okay, so how do you write a summons as the complainer and the officer that is there enforcing the complaint? How can you possibly do that lawfully without going to court first, getting a summons as traditional with a summons, and then delivering that summons? Well, see, they're just bypassing the whole concept of due process, and they are complaining to themselves and then delivering you a notice, making you a defendant, telling you that you need to appear in court to answer to an action that is being placed against you. Of course, an action generally comes from a court. So in one fell swoop, you have been found guilty of a crime and are to go to court to make your plea. Well, that is not in any way lawful, and in truth, it is not in any way legal, because I can't just come to you and summons you to court. And just because an officer is wearing a uniform of a corporate municipality doesn't mean that he can either.
Right.
So, yeah, we've got a situation where literally there is no justice. The justice is gone. Of course, the Justice Department is now basically the third branch of government. The judicial branch is basically the Justice Department, which is an executive branch. So we have a situation where police are federal. Police are acting under color of law. They're putting on a uniform and forgetting that they are men, just like you and me. They're forgetting that, and they're not realizing that they are responsible for their own actions, that no unlawful act can ever, ever be justified under color of law, meaning the presumption of law, the prima facie state of law.
Right.
So,
I think it's very important what you just said, that basically a police officer cannot legally and morally do something against somebody else that a regular citizen out of uniform would not be allowed to do. It's just like I could not go and perform an abortion, even if I wanted to or knew how, on my neighbor, because it's against the law, and yet the Supreme Court has made it okay for a certain class of people to perform abortions on others. Is that a good analogy or no?
Yeah, it works. I mean, you're literally talking about people who are acting outside of their authority, outside of any jurisdiction that's granted to them. They're basically issuing a summons to appear in court without any cause of action. And so naturally the defense against that is to request the cause of action from the court. And of course there isn't one, and so there's no case that can be put against you.
All righty. We do need to cut to a 3-minute break. We will be right back after a word from our sponsors.
You're listening to the Republic Broadcasting Network, because you can handle the truth.
Do you you flinch when a police car appears in your rearview mirror or you get pulled over? Are you squeamish when an envelope arrives in the mail with the return address of a court, a government agency like the IRS, or some law firm? Would you like to escape government agency harassment? Then visit escapeharassment.com. George Bush allegedly says, the government constitution is nothing but a doggone piece of paper. Well, that's a contract. A contract is an offer acceptance of that offer, at which point a contract arises by law and the offeror can no longer withdraw the offer. We teach, do not accept. That way there is no contract or agreement for you to go to their court or private club meeting. To escape government agency harassment like the IRS, visit escapeharassment.com. This is a tried and proven experienced process, not experimental, with a money-back guarantee that it works and success testimonials from previous students. Remember, escapeharassment.com. That's escapeharassment.com.
Meet Jerry D.
Hi.
Jerry and his family, like you, are very concerned about world conditions and have gathered many emergency preparedness items, including Turtle Tough shelters.
We have added 2 24-foot Turtle Toughs to our supplies and feel very secure knowing our large family is ready for whatever the future may bring.
Turtle Tough shelters are not tents. They are permanent yet portable four-season geodesic frame shelters that are as strong as a cabin at a fraction of the cost, and are easy to set up, take down, and move anywhere. Available in 2 sizes. Get your Turtle Tough shelter and accessories included at TurtleToughShelters.com. That's Turtle, T-U-F-F, Shelters.com. Or call 801-623-3288. That's 801-623-3288. Or see them online at TurtleToughShelters.com. Turtle Tough Shelters, your all-season home away from home.
In times like these, you can't depend on the government to keep you warm and fed, but you can depend on the Vermont Bun Baker to do just that. With the Vermont Bun Baker, you'll never be in a situation where you can't cook, bake, fry, boil water, or heat your home all at the same time. One of the most revolutionary cook stoves, wood stoves ever, the Vermont Bun Baker is available with or without soapstone veneer, a natural stone that retains heat and radiates it back into the room once the fire is out. A beautiful addition to your home, the Vermont Bun Baker has an efficiency rating well above 75% and qualifies for the wood stove tax credit. For more information, watch the Vermont Bun Baker on YouTube and live stream, or visit us at www.vermontwoodstove.com. You can also reach us by calling 1-866-SOAPSTONE. Don't ever be hungry or cold because the power's gone out with a Vermont Bun Baker.
Richardson. He is a producer and director and everything of Lethal Injection, the story of vaccination. And when I was thinking during the break that that's very interesting. We could not go to our neighbor, to some a friend or something, and inject them with poison, but it's quite all right for a group of professionals to do that to accommodate some objective.
Well, let's just take that as an example. I mean, you mentioned abortion, too. Let's just say that I came up to you and I was wearing a uniform that said I was the official, you know, health department of Clintopolis, and you're in my jurisdiction, whether you like it or not, whether you agree to it or not, doesn't matter because you're in my jurisdiction, and because I'm wearing this uniform, I am going to force you. I see that you're 3 months, well, let's say 8 months pregnant, because there is no empathy or emotion or, you know, any type of moral or ethics within these agencies. That's not what they're for. In fact, when you're considering law, when you're considering the legal language, you have to remove yourself from being human in order to really understand the unempathetic aspect of law. Law is why people actually like the legal language, because it's very specific. It doesn't deal in emotion. It doesn't deal in anything but what it is. There's no question as to what things mean, and that's why, like I said, I've been focused now on defining every single word that I can so that I really understand, because you can't understand your enemy unless you understand their language. You can't understand your enemy unless you understand what it is that's going through their heads, and it is not anything to do with emotion. It is not anything to do with helping or serving you. It is quite the opposite. because it is an emotionless job. To show emotion in these jobs, in these government positions, is to show weakness, and that basically gets you kicked out. So let's just say I come up to you with my official Clintopolis uniform as the Health Department of Clintopolis, and I say, you're in my jurisdiction, and I want you to you know, bend over the pole over there because I don't want you to have a baby. I'm going to force you to have an abortion. Okay, or I'm going to stick you with this needle because you are a danger to me somehow because you're not vaccinated, which technically would mean that my vaccine doesn't work if you're a danger to me. But okay, well, we won't go there. There doesn't have to be any logic in law either. So I force you to do this. But, you see, I give you an option to be extorted. I say, I'll tell you what. I'm going to give you this notice to appear to have an abortion, a forced abortion, or a forced vaccine. And I'm also going to give you the option to allow me to extort you by telling you that you can pay a fine payable by check or money order or MasterCard or Discovery Card or whatever. And you can pay that to my office that I work for, and I'm forcing you to do this under the color of law of the Clintopolis Corporation. And there you go. If you don't do this, we're going to come to your house and arrest you, take your property, do all that. So either pay the fine or come get an abortion. I mean, that is basically what a cop is doing. He's giving you an illegal summons to appear in court or pay a fine to get out of that illegal summons. Okay, that's protection. That is serving you. He's serving you as a complainant. Okay, what is a complaint? In law, a complaint is the allegation made to an officer, not by an officer, but to an officer, a proper officer, that some person, whether known or unknown, has been guilty of a designated offense with an offer to prove the fact and a request that the offender be punished. So again, we have a problem here. If a police officer is given the power, or thinks that he has the power, to be the complainant, the person making the complaint, and he then complains to himself, he's bypassed the entire lawful structure of being or making a complaint, and he's just taking it upon himself to be not only the complainant, but also the officer that is being complained to. So that, in a nutshell, spells tyranny. That in a nutshell, spells Gestapo. I mean, that's really what we're talking about here. We're talking about police who have no borders, who have no authority, that they don't recognize for themselves. You know, we have a situation where literally, again, going back to that U.S. code, your right, get this in your heads, folks, your right is to be punished, put in pain, taxed, and imprisoned, and extorted. They're the same thing, almost. There's a slight difference. But taking something that is not due is basically the definition.
Right. This could also be done on a massive scale. You're talking about you're applying this to individual police officers. What about the U.S. military going after a group of U.S. citizens? And they are certain. I received an email this morning from a friend that said that that was, in fact, what they were recruited to do back in the mid-90s, trying to get people who would be willing to do that.
Well, you know, and this is a whole other subject that I think needs to be talked about. I don't know if we've talked about, have we discussed, or have you discussed before, the Lieber Code?
Yes, we have on this program.
Well, I mean, that's basically your answer. I mean,
yes.
you got to keep in mind that since 1863, when this Lieber Code was created, and then it was, of course, instituted into U.S. Code in Title 50, I believe, we have been under martial law. See, everybody has these fears of globalism, of martial law, of all these things, and yet they are upon us. They have been upon us for a very long time. I mean, the laws and uniform codes that have been coming from the United Nations have been coming since the days of the League of Nations. I mean, it's already here, folks. That's the point, you know. And if you go and you read the Lieber Code, which is it's a mind-blowing piece of history. One of the important things about the Lieber Code, which is basically the description or the rules of martial law, is that it requires it's two things. First of all, one section of it's in Article 1.
Are you there?
It specifically says that the presence of a hostile army proclaims it martial law. Okay, well, a hostile army. Well, what is a hostile army but the U.S. Army? Every military in all 50 states happens to be a hostile army. We are an occupied set of United States in America. So the U.S. corporation, the U.S. government, is the owner of the U.S. Army. So the fact that the Lieber Code states that the presence of a hostile army proclaims its martial law, why do you think we have military bases in all 50 states? Why do you think we have military... Apologize, my phone is... doing call waiting.
Oh, I'm sorry.
the presence of a hostile army proclaims its martial law. So the reason you have military bases in all 50 states is because we are under martial law. We have been since 1863. When you go and you read, well, okay, so what does it take to get out of martial law? And keep in mind, you know, people think of martial law as something that they can see. It's something that you'll see heads knocking and things happening. But as long as the government is cooperating with the invading army, the invading force, martial law is not something that is noticeable. It is a cooperative effort, and basically all of our governing officials are in treason to the United States of America by the occupying force that is the United States. And it says so right in the Lieber Code. So what does it take to actually get out of martial law? That's the important question. And that's the part that really concerns me, because Article 2 says martial law does not cease during the hostile occupation, which is still taking place, except by special proclamation ordered by the commander-in-chief or by a special mention in the Treaty of Peace concluding the war, when the occupation of a place or territory continues beyond the conclusion of peace as one of the conditions of the same. Look, folks, I challenge everyone out there to find the end to the martial law that was declared in the Civil War, to actually end. Technically, the Civil War really never ended. You know, they took all of the politicians out of office that were the lawful politicians, and they replaced them with military marshals. They became our government, and it is a foreign government acting as the lawful one. So we have been, according to this, under martial law, not necessarily visible martial law, because they're not, you know, troops aren't necessarily on the streets. We have police to do that instead, because police are federal. They are acting under martial law as well. So we have a situation here where we have a lot of people that have been sort of fooled into thinking that these things are to come, not realizing that they're already here. And let me ask you a question to anybody who's listening. I'm really curious about this, because I'm so tired of the distractions. I mean, what is it going to take to make people focus on the tyranny that's happening right in front of their eyes, on the fact that they're all, you know, we're all contracted, we're all civilly volunteering for imprisonment, we're civilly consenting to everything that happens to us. When are you going to start focusing on that? I mean, what are you going to do now that the Olympics are over and no false flag happened? Are you going to wait for the pink kuchina to follow the red and the blue one? I mean, what is going to be the next false flag that everybody's going to predict, while not paying attention to your own enslavement? What is it going to take for people to get off the defensive and start getting offensive? That's my question. Because literally, you live in a state of enslavement, and you attention to it. You want to focus on everything else, but what is right in front of you? What is keeping you down? And I don't understand this. I really don't get it. Maybe you can explain it.
I think a lot of radio programs, my own included, always focus on all of these problems, and we rarely have any solutions to offer. And I don't know what the solutions would be other than educating the public, alerting people to what they should be doing or could be doing, alerting them to the fact that they are living in the type of situation they're in, paying taxes that they shouldn't be paying, living as tenants in their homes that they have paid for. I don't know what it's going to take. Yesterday I had a guest on and he said, you know, in France and some of the other countries, if something like this happens, they march in the streets and demand, absolutely demand justice. Here, we don't do anything. We sit in front of our TVs or our computers or our video games or whatever, and we don't do anything.
Well, see, what's interesting is in the language that you're using, I've come to realize that without even knowing it, you're actually offering the perfect advice. You're using the word demand. Again, demand is something you do in court. Okay, when a police officer gives you a summons, you demand. You don't ask, you don't beg, you don't plea. You demand the reason that this is happening. You demand the cause of action. Since there is no cause of action, the word demand and another word you used, solution. Do you know what the legal definition of solution actually is? Because I don't think most people it's almost a revelatory experience to find the definition of these things. In civil law, the term solution specifically means discharge of contract. Okay, what is a ticket but a contract? What is a driver's license but a contract? What is everything that you participate in with government, from the Social Security card to anything? It's a contract. So the word solution in civil law, the lawful legal term of solution, is literally to get out of a contract. That is your solution, folks. Your solution is to become men again, is to become the people that you always have claimed to be but never have been. You see, we the people, what does people mean? Well, it turns out that people is a group of people that are a nation or a state, is not individuals. This is why I say you need to become men again, and that includes women. Again, we're talking about a legal term. When we're talking about men, we're talking about all sexes of the human species. Okay, this is what I'm saying. This is what people need to start focusing on. I it took me a long time to get around to finally understanding a lot of this legal stuff. But now that I do, the road to freedom literally is knowing the law and how it both applies to you and doesn't apply to you. And it's so fascinating because the word freedom, when we define the word freedom, and this is a very revelatory experience. What is freedom? Freedom is defined as liberty, but it is the right to do what is not forbidden by law. So in other words, freedom is literally obeying the law. These people have gone and surpassed the law, and they've created a legal structure, a corporate structure that bypasses the law and forces us all into contract. What is the solution to obtain freedom? Well, we go back to what does solution mean? It means the discharge of a contract. It is when a contract is fulfilled, or it is when it is proven, by this term is understood every species of discharge or liberation, which is called satisfaction, and with which the creditor is satisfied. Of course, government is the creditor. The term has rather a reference to the substance of the obligation than to the enumeration or counting of the money. So in other words, the contract that we're all in, the multi contractual obligations that we have to this government are all null and void because they're all created without understanding and comprehension and generally are forced upon us under duress. That makes a contract null and void right there. So literally, when we say the word solution, we don't even realize what we're saying. Under civil law, we're talking about the ending of, the satisfaction of, or the nullifying of the contractual obligations that government forces us into. This, to me, is, like I said, it's revelatory. It's fascinating. It's the keys to freedom. And without knowing the law, the legal language, we are stuck in contract, and we will never have solutions. We'll never have true freedom, which is obeying God's law, the law of the land. Do no harm to others or their property. It's a very simple concept. That is the law. Everything else is legal code.
All righty. We do have to take a break. We will be right back in 3 minutes.
Annoying collection calls.
Imagine being free from your debt without settling and with no payment plan, no negotiating or filing bankruptcy, and no attorneys. What if you could eliminate the risk from all your unsecured debt in about 90 days and keep all your money? You can. It's called Zero Debt Guarantee, and it works. There's no other program of its kind on the planet, and we guarantee the results in writing. Call now, 800-477-9256. Let our team of experts provide you with resources to fight back, stop collection calls, and prevent and stop wage garnishments and bank levies. If you're facing foreclosure, we can help. Don't go it alone. Get free information now by calling 800-477-9256. Talk to an expert who has also completed our program. Call 800-477-9256 for free info or go to ZeroDebtGuarantee.com. That's 800-477-9256 or go to ZeroDebtGuarantee.com.
In an emergency situation, would you drink contaminated water? You could if you had the amazing Life Straw from MyPatriotSupply.com. Life Straw is the most advanced personal water filter available today. It filters contaminated water from almost any source. Life Straw is lightweight and compact, perfect for hiking, camping, or in an emergency like a flood. Life Straw is easy to clean, comes with a 1-year warranty, and has been used worldwide since 2005. Get the amazing Life Straw personal water filter at MyPatriotSupply.com. Plus, check out Survival Seed Vault, 20 seed varieties for only $37.95, Tattler canning lids, long-term storable foods as low as $69.95, and much more at MyPatriotSupply.com. Enjoy stress-free shipping on all orders over $49. Call 866-229-0927 or visit MyPatriotSupply.com. That's 866-229-0927, MyPatriotSupply.com, for emergency preparedness, self-reliance, and food independence.
Corporate media dominates the American opinion. Finding independent voices that counter this avalanche is becoming increasingly difficult. With the endless corruption running rampant throughout our government, independent voices are needed more than ever to battle the offensive against our freedoms and liberties. As a listener of RBN, no one understands this concept better than you. Now it's up to you to do your part. The time has come for you to take action and begin broadcasting the truth to hundreds or thousands of people every month. Sound impossible? Quite the contrary. With pointed slogans from LibertyStickers.com, you can reach countless sleeping Americans unaware that they live in a real-life wonderland. LibertyStickers.com has a huge inventory of political bumper stickers and messages that reflect the truth about our government, our politicians, and the future of America. With so many in stock, there's one perfect for you. Visit us today at LibertyStickers.com. Again, that's LibertyStickers.com. Do your part. Your voice is important. Let it be heard.
Clint Richardson. His websites are realityblogger.wordpress.com, clint4p.com, and thecorporationnation.com. All righty. You were talking about solutions and breaking our contracts and the fact that we have so many distractions that people simply don't even understand that they are under the kind of situation that they're under. So, what is to be done? We need to wake up, of course. But you mentioned a friend in Colorado that was that you were helping And I've had him on my program. I believe I had him on when I was subbing for John. And he said that he was totally, you know, kind of a sovereign, which was a very interesting thing. Are you there? Did we lose Clint? Okay, so we might be having problems with the Skype on Clint's end, so maybe he'll have to call back in, or maybe you could call him, or however you got him before, but definitely we need to get him back. And I know that there are a lot of people who do know the law well enough that they can protect themselves, and for instance, the guest that I had on yesterday divulged a lot of things that I was certainly not aware of. And although I don't have any of the problems that he was bringing to our attention, there are a lot of people out there that do have these very serious problems because of the economic situation that many people find themselves in without a job, and certainly without with foreclosures and credit card debt and all the other things that go with the kind of economy, a deliberate economy that has been foisted onto us because of the so-called free trade agreements and the outsourcing of production and the insourcing of labor. And it doesn't have to be that way. This isn't just happenstance. This isn't just something that couldn't be avoided. This is very deliberate, and it's basically the results of some of the treaties and some of the agreements that governments have made, that government officials have made. This is all deliberate, people. This is not just inefficiency and, governments just making wrong decisions. This is deliberate. Clint, are you back?
I am. Sorry about that.
Okay. Well, we're just having a Skype issue, I guess.
Yeah, I think I might have to do something. I don't know. I might have to update or get a new microphone or something. But, we're talking about, a case where the only reason that things are happening to us, the only reason that everything that we complain about is happening is because of us. We are the problem. We are not paying attention. We don't know the language. We don't understand what's happening around us. We complain, but we have no solutions. We have no idea how to actually break free of this stuff. And that's, really where Bert out in Colorado is focusing, and I'm starting to focus on it with him, to the point where we're going to start challenging a lot of these things. So.
Right. Okay, now we have to focus on a commercial break. We'll be back in 60 seconds after station ID.
Are you against